Today on Gardening in a Minute, controlling leaf spots on roses. Many Floridians choose not to grow roses because Florida's warm, humid climate makes roses especially susceptible to black spot and Cercospora leaf spot. Like their name suggests, these fungal diseases show up as dark spots on leaves and stems. They can also cause a plant to drop its leaves and eventually die. Protect hybrid tea roses with a fungicide spray every week or two. You'll need to switch chemicals every few sprayings to keep the fungi from becoming immune. Make sure the roses get plenty of air circulation and avoid using overhead irrigation to prevent the pathogens from spreading. There are many antique roses and new shrub-type varieties that have greater resistance to fungal diseases. Look for these types when shopping for new roses. For more information about rose care and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pot and pot planting. Pot and pot planting is the perfect shortcut for gardeners who like to change out their flower beds with the seasons. You're basically creating a pair of nested pots. The first acts as a placeholder in the soil, while the second one holds the plant. Bury an empty pot, keeping the top edge even with the soil line. Then drop in a plant growing in the same size pot, leaving it in its original container. Don't forget to add a layer of mulch and irrigate as needed. When you're ready for a change, just lift out the old plants and insert new ones. This technique also helps if you've had problems with roots, rocks, or nematodes, or if you want to grow tropical plants that need to be moved inside when cold weather strikes. For more information about pot and pot planting and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, summer bedding plants. Even during the oppressive heat of summer, your Florida landscape can still be home to a variety of bedding plants. For eye-catching color, try the new Cora and Nirvana series vincas. They have big flowers and are resistant to heat, drought, and pests. Melampodium is a tough, drought-tolerant plant that produces a mound of small yellow flowers throughout the summer. If you like plants with cool-colored blooms, try the wishbone flower or Taurinia. This plant will do well in the shade or the sun. And if you're looking for standout foliage, Coleus and Caladiums provide non-stop summer color to your sun or shade garden. Add organic matter to your beds before planting, water and fertilize as needed, and remove old flowers for best success. For more information about bedding plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning bougainvillea. Bougainvillea is a showy tropical vine that's popular in Florida landscapes. Like most vines, it benefits from periodic pruning to keep it looking good. The best time to prune bougainvillea is in the late winter to early spring, after it flowers, or at the start of the rainy season. If you wait until late summer or early fall, your plant may produce fewer flowers during the following winter. It's a good idea to wear heavy gloves since many cultivars have sharp thorns. Use a pair of pruning shears to cut back any errant branches and work to give your plant a pleasing shape. You can even use the smaller cuttings to propagate new plants. If you do, then you'll be able to share beautiful bougainvilleas with all your gardening friends. For more information about pruning bougainvillea and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, scouting for insects with kids. Most kids love learning about creepy crawlies, so teaching those that are old enough to scout for insects can be a fun summer activity. Put together a kit that includes a small hand lens, a glass jar, and an insect field guide. Wander around the yard with the kids, encouraging them to check all parts of the plants, including the undersides of leaves. Use the jar to capture the insects you find. That way the kids will have time to inspect and identify them before they crawl or fly away. Talk about the differences between harmful and beneficial insects and explain safe ways to dispose of insect pests. By teaching kids to scout for insects, you'll nurture future gardeners and have the added benefit of free pest control in your garden. For more information about scouting for insects with kids and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.